name is Liz Kirkus from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA Catskill and Hudson.
The Catskill Public Library staff loves having the WGXC programmers broadcasting during the week from our Carnegie Room. For information about using the space for a meeting of your own, please call the library at 518-943-4230.
This is the journey into sound.
One size fits all. First, third, occasionally fifth, Thursday of every month, 11 a.m., with your host on WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek here at WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA Catskill Hudson, out of the Catskill Library. This is your host, Corey McCaslin. Today I'm doing a forgotten sci-fi theme. I know that's so different from what I usually do, but you know, I dug up some obscure ones. Like, I had to start off with I'm not going to say lesser member, but it still doesn't get quite enough as much respect as it should. Star Trek theme, that was Captain Meat Shield's metal version of the Deep Space Nine theme. And I've got a couple of friends sitting in. Don't know if they'll be interacting much, but my ex-co-host Jill and friend Michael are just, you know, hanging out. So be getting right into geek speak unless they want to say anything.
Corey has friends.
Oh, yeah, I have to repeat that.
Corey has friends.
Okay. So, Guardians Gate has come to a sadly inevitable conclusion. I place the blame on Disney's pride and obstinance. For Hollywood Reporter broke that Volume 3 of the Motley Cosmic Hero Squad has been indefinitely delayed, with an insider saying it's to take their time to find a replacement for the unjustly fired Mr. Gunn. There's a difference between some crappy old jokes and sexual harassment, or worse, end of discussion, people. And maybe one hopes going for the let it blow over and bring them back option. Alternatively, just speculating, they could just delay by giving Rocket a spinoff. And before all this hoo-ha, Gunn was teasing a surprise project announcement at Comic-Con. With the dust kind of settling, Sony dropped on everyone that untitled James Gunn horror movie, title subject to change, drops on November 30th. There have been rumors and speculation he could be adapting manga classic Berserk or PS4 game Bloodborne. By inventing something smaller and original that could be made without anyone noticing. Back at the MCU, one director may stay in the fold and another may join. THR reports Taika Waititi has met to discuss another film, though whether it'll be a fourth Thor or something new remains to be seen. Meanwhile, Antoine Fuqua revealed during Equalizer 2 promotion he's been talking to Marvel about a possible project after turning down Sony's Spider-Verse entry for Morbius. Back in the funny pages, Marvel.com announced a new team that will bring the Kymerian Barbarian back to his original four colors, Stomping Grounds. January 2019, we'll see acclaimed Scalped, X-Men, and Thor writer Jason Aaron and artist Mahmoud Asrar begin their first arc of Conan the Barbarian in a storyline that spans his entire epic life. Once the superhero world gets its tendrils into you, it won't let go, as Hans Zimmer has learned. Already unretiring for Dark Phoenix, the composer is returning to give Wonder Woman a full score after composing her awesome theme for Batman v Superman, the film that drove his temporary escape from the tight set. Brendan Fraser's comeback train is pulling through the DC Universe streamer. Fraser will be voicing Cliff Steele, aka Robot Man, in the Doom Patrol live-action series, and appearing in origin story flashbacks related to his tragic transformation from race car driver to a different kind of Man of Steel. Riley Shanahan will be the David Prowse of this outfit, actually wearing the Robot Man outfit in this Akiva Free series being show run by Supernatural vet Jeremy Carver. The Watchmen remix, as Damon Lindelof has described it as a go. THR reported HBO has given a full series order to the TV sequel to the industry-changing classic with an eye for a 2019 air date, hopefully early to help time. Over given rumors that Game of Thrones will make its final bow till next summer. Quick note on a glimmer of hope for fans and even those who aren't, who thought that the Power Rangers reboot was actually kind of good. Inside Licensing reported Hasbro's plans in the next year and noted it included a note that they are seeking a studio to continue the modestly acclaimed but box office underperforming new take on the Americanized Super Sentai. Transitioning to our first set, Lindelof's off-collaborator and Fringe co-creator Roberto Orci is going to the arcade for his next sci-fi jaunt. Deadline reports he will produce Galaga Chronicles for Robot Chicken and BoJack Horseman studio Shadow Machine to be shopped around channels and streamers. Details of how the bare-bones premise of the classic alien invasion and shooter will be expanded are unclear. But hey, they got, shows out of Pac-Man and Q-Bird, and we've come a long way since then. So, going into our first set, you will hear a song inspired by Galaga's main inspiration, Space Invaders, but first, a word from President Whitmore as filtered through Gilbert Gottfried.
Good morning! Good morning! In less than an hour, an aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind! That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united by our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. You will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist, and should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declares in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Thank you. till sunrise. Surrounded by soldiers, glued to the screens. Hold back the invaders, their infernal machines. We fight to survive, running to stay alive. Our bodies are getting tired, there's nowhere to hide. Our cover's been blown away.
okay, that last set started with Bill Pullman doing, Gilbert Gottfried doing Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Then Player One, Space Invaders, one of the many space disco, sci-fi inspired disco. I could do a whole show, several shows just of that. Lemon Demon covering Idiot Control Now for Mystery Science Theater 3000, their parody of a song from Pod People. And then ended with Legs Nose Robinson's parody of Hey Mickey, Hey Missy for the mistress from Doctor Who. And coming out of that with some news, the Radio Times broke the BBC has given a more specific but still generalized date of by October for Jodie Whittaker's debut as a Time Lord. The BBC also announced the host and new writers and indicates showrunner Chris Chibnall as possibly the only vet on the show, including children's laureate Mallory Blockman, Skins writer Ed Heim, playwright Vinay Patel, Wentworth writer Pete Mattig, and Joey Wilkinson. Former Who coordinator Stephen Moffat is fulfilling his destiny by adapting the work he drew heavily off of, and with credit too, for his previous job. HBO has given a straight-to-series order for his adaptation of Audrey Niffenegger's classic sci-fi romance, The Time Traveler's Wife, previously adapted into a film starring Eric Bana and Rachel McAdams, now told in that serial format everyone's so crazy about nowadays. Variety reports Epix has decided to let Billy Pilgrim come unstuck in time again, picking up Marco Polo showrunner Patrick McManus and Gail Ann Hurd's series expanded adaptation of Kurt Vonnegut's classic Slaughterhouse-Five. Deadline claims some more classic time travelers may be returning as part of Apple's long plan. Not much to show for yet original streaming expansion plans, as they're close to seeing a deal for a Time Bandits series reboot with Terry Gilliam as an executive producer. And before we go to our next set, Hugh Laurie is going sci-fi and possibly returning to series television at the same time. HBO has ordered a pilot and backup scripts for Veep creator Armando Iannucci's Avenue 5, starring Laurie as a spaceship captain. Now, to harken back to a little remembered time when Richard Benjamin commanded a glorified space garbage truck in Buck Henry's short-lived 1977 sci-fi spoof Quark, here is the theme song from that by Perry Botkin Jr.
The voice is calling from the space newspapers, and that is coming to eat us and reindeer. Don't be afraid, television saying. Don't look at it, don't mention it, where they spring. Somebody's coming from the strange world, a strong voice coming from the space.
For far too long, what is right and what is wrong? We've been cold, bigger than all of us. All the pieces play their part. What is light and what is dark? Will you stand with me? You could stand with me. You are not alone. No, you're not alone. We are the stars, the flame that we inspire. We are the few that fight for the rest. We are the sparks that light to the fire. But I don't know my path. No, I don't know my path. Show me what I am. Yeah, it's awakening. Not sure of what this is. There's a power deep within. Broken past, it's been chasing me. Seeking answers of my own. While these forces soldier on. Will you stand with me? You could stand with me. You are not alone. No, you're not alone. We are the stars, the flame that will inspire. We are the rain, the seas and the sand. We are the sparks that light to the fire. But I don't know my path. No, I don't know my path. Show me what I am. Show me. We'll win this war by saving what we love. You are not alone. No, you're not alone. We are the stars, the flame that will inspire. We are the few that fight for the rest. We are the sparks that light to the fire. But I don't know my path. No, I don't know my
Okay, and that set started off with Perry Bakken Jr.'s theme for Quark, the short-lived late 70s sci-fi comedy. Then Koto with Jobda from 1986, a Star Wars-inspired Italo disco song. You just heard Nerd Out with What I Am, the Last Jedi song. Now, last bit of geek speak. Dipping out of sci-fi, but with a franchise that tried to capitalize on our last set's main inspiration. The brief dream of a Danny Boyle-directed James Bond to close out Daniel Craig's run is just that. With an unofficial tweet announcing he's parted ways from the production, the more plausible-sounding rumor to quickly emerge is from The Telegraph, reporting producers and Craig, already iffy on a more rip-from-the-headlines, Russia-dominated plotline, were not keen at all on Boyle's villain casting. And then there's UK tabloid The Sun saying they might kill Bond off, and here we have it turn out he's not dead, or go for a Doctor Who-like explanation, which really people give them some credit and do some bloody research. Doesn't mean regeneration, but probably just incorporating the fan theory as an identity passed on to different agents. Still probably bollocks, so. Not appropriated slang is that Deadline broke that Apple has also given a straight-to-series order for an adaptation long dreamed of by hardcore sci-fi lit nerds for decades. David S. Goyer will hopefully continue to fall in the better-at-TV-than-film Lindelof category, as I call it, as he co-produces an adaptation of Isaac Asimov's very large, epic Foundation saga. And as we head into our next set, it's 11:30 here on Forgotten Geek at WGXC 90.7. And we'll be this next set will include a song referencing the controversially adapted Paul Verhoeven movie. Neil Blomkamp is dreaming big for his requel to Verhoeven's American breakthrough. He tweeted he wants Peter Weller back in the lead for RoboCop Returns. And as someone who's over 30 years younger than Mr. Weller, even I would say, get in that steel monkey suit again? Whatever, Chappie. So here is Sarah Brightman in Hot Gossip with I Lost My Heart to a Starship Trooper.
Yeah. misfits of science, ha, ha. Those wild and crazy scientific guys, I love them. Yeah, those misfits.
Okay, that set started with Sarah Brightman and Hot Gossip, I Lost My Heart to a Starship Trooper. Then, from This Island Earth, Herman Stein with Meteor Battle, or as Misty's know it, Normal View, Normal View. And then, sorry those who think they desecrated a classic, but it's good, but it's not, I mean, it's a very good, but it's not quite Forbidden Planet or this, you know, Day the Earth is Still, but it's still very good, and they got a good riff, you know, even though it was butchered by Universal. Anyways, rambling, and why do I not do that? The Science Fiction Corporation with Man in a Test Tube, and we ended with Basil Poladaris with his original intro to the cult classic sci-fi comedy Misfits of Science. And before heading to our last full set, last bit of breaking news, Hiram Garcia, president of production at Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $7 production, clarified to Collider the rumored Big Trouble in Little China remake is not that, but a la Jumanji, a decades later sequel with Rocky not stepping into Kurt Russell's cowboy boots, but playing a new character drawn into that world. So, starting off this next set with the movie version by, of the Harlock Space Pirate main theme by Tetsuya Takahashi. Okay, that set started off with Tetsuya Takahashi, Harlock Space Pirate main theme from the 2014 film adaptation of the classic anime. Hirokazu Tanaka with the Metroid theme from the original NES. Jerry Goldsmith with Alien Planet from the Alien soundtrack. And Basil Poladaris again with Brain Bug from Starship Troopers. Now I'll be wrapping up. And thank you for listening. Neva's up next. And I'll be back in a couple of weeks with more Forgotten Geek. Starting off our last set with the Star Blazers theme. And then on into Piranha Alien Pets. Have a good day.
We're off to outer space. We're leaving Mother Earth to save the human race. Our Star Blazers, searching for a distant star, heading off to Iskandar, leaving all we love behind. Who knows what dangers we'll find? We must be strong and brave. Our home we got to save. If we don't, in just 1 year.
in your life.